Officials in New Hampshire are expecting long lines at state offices this week as a new law takes effect allowing adoptees to access information about their birth parents. New Hampshire has just become the fourth state in the nation to open birth records to adult adoptees, even over the objections of birth parents who believed those records would always be confidential. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
At 51 years old, Steve Varnum says he can still remember the questions he had growing up, knowing that his biological mother, quote, gave him away, as Varnum puts it, left him always wondering why, and it ate away at his self-esteem. Varnum says he grew up craving more information about his birth mother, but with his original birth certificate officially sealed, Varnum says that was all but impossible.
What I basically had to do was break the law. I had to sneak a look at my own birth certificate at the registry, and it was humiliating.
Varnum's daring to peek behind a busy clerk's back paid off. He got his birth mother's name and was able to make contact and finally come to peace after hearing his mother explain her decision. He's one of several who pushed hard to make sure other adult adoptees in New Hampshire will have an easier time getting their original birth certificates, something Varnum says was theirs in the first place.
That information was negotiated away in a deal in which I didn't have any representation, but two groups of adults got together and said, for the rest of this person's life, he shall remain ignorant about his own history, about his own birth.
In fact, there's now broad acceptance in the field that adoptees do have a basic civil right to information about everything from their cultural heritage to their family's medical history. In recent years, about a dozen states have enacted laws allowing future adoptees to access records, but only a handful go as far as New Hampshire, opening records even retroactively. Jack Lightfoot from New Hampshire's Child and Family Services Agency agrees that children do have a right to know where they came from, but he says that has to be balanced against a birth mother's right to privacy.
So I think it's going back on our word that we made a promise, we as a state made a promise to birth parents about what would happen after an adoption, and the state is changing the rules in the middle of the game.
Lightfoot was one of just a few who testified publicly against unsealing old birth certificates. He says there are many birth moms who oppose the change, but because of privacy concerns, they won't speak out publicly. This woman agreed to talk only on the condition that her name not be used. She placed a baby for adoption about 10 years ago. Most of her family still doesn't know. She says she finds the efforts to unseal records terrifying.
You know, the chest starts pumping a little bit, like, oh my goodness, because it does feel like a ticking time bomb. And what they're doing is they're handing over my identity to somebody who, for all intents and purposes, is a stranger to me.
This woman says all birth mothers ought to have a kind of veto power, as they do in some states, so they can control if and when their information is released.
Well, I have another child, and that child would be too young to possibly understand. Well, if mommy did this once, then why wouldn't she do it for me? I mean, those kinds of fears. And to have that phone ring or that knock on the door, it could be so disruptive.
If he knocks on the door, I tell women to say hello and just suck it up. It's life, you know.
Donna Shagnon counsels women about reconnecting with birth children. She placed a child for adoption and reconnected with him when he was 23, only a few years after he was first told he was adopted. She says opening records are one step in lifting the shroud of shame and secrecy around adoption.
Secrets are nasty things, and they do nothing but bring on pain and hate and deception. It's just awful. And, you know, we aren't living in the 1920s, 30s, or 40s anymore.
For those birth mothers who insist on privacy, some experts argue even they are better off with New Hampshire's open records law than without it. The statute allows birth mothers to put their preference on file, letting birth children know whether or not they want to be found. It may not stop adoptees from trying anyway, but in this age of the Internet, experts say nothing really could. Tovia Smith, NPR News.